So is there any new news? Has a ROM come out with any new juicy details about whatever the hell he is going to do?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, how sad.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll be interested. I'm sure Ron Spoomer the Boomer was just doing like a campaign to, you know, what am I looking for here? Basically like, oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean.
What if it was just Ron smearing him? Oh, that'd be funny. Speaking of Ron Spoomer, we had a request in one of our latest videos for me to watch some of Ron's videos on him, I guess, shooting on a bench and, like, I don't know, take it down or whatever. I don't, you know.
God, your community is so toxic.
I don't care. I'll be doing that. Sure. I don't mind. And, you know, we got a request for a video of me, Pinterest shooting tips or something. I don't know. That'll be have to be something we like film on a bench and stuff like that. So that won't be like podcast. There's a lot of topics that I'd like to talk about, but it's going to be like so much. There's a little fly in here. It's going to be so much video dependent and on site dependent that we can't do. But at some point we're going to. We'll venture out and do some more stuff. Getting our ducks in a row, if you will. But today's podcast, we're going to talk about Ally Munitions. You know, a little selfish promoting here. But, you know, but at the end, I have an exciting new announcement. And if you want, if you kind of watch the website, you might have gotten in early. But also, like, if you listen to the podcast, you're hearing about it before anyone else. Like, I would recommend people following our Instagram page, Ally Munitions, and then specifically the stories, because a lot of times I'll slip stuff out there. And it's, to me, it's kind of like, as it pertains to Ally Munitions fans, because we have plenty of fans out there, if you're watching the stories, you know, you kind of get like the first juicy drops. Like I'll slip stuff out there sometimes. And this week I slipped stuff out there, which we'll get to that here shortly. But lots of questions about our ammo lines and everything else and where we're going and plans, future plans, all that stuff. So figured we'd just go ahead and do a podcast about it. Why not? Primarily about the ammo lines. We'll talk a little bit more. Excuse me. A little bit more about just stuff on the website and what we're working towards a little bit later on. But starting out with the ammo lines.
I think before you get there, you should start.
Jesus.
Because we've been getting a lot of questions. People like, first of all, can't understand you. You're at your thick accent.
Yeah, I know. Hey, before I even get going. If you're in Midland, I'm going to say try to say this slowly.
Yeah.
Go by Ally Outdoors, Ally Outdoors. That is our brick and mortar in-store location, like all the grand finale. I don't know which, like it's.
So yeah, well, I think giving people who might not have heard prior backstories a little backstory. We have a indoor gun range / gun retail / cafe / all sorts of different things. It's one of the biggest in Texas. It's been around. We're just about to cross 6 years in December.
Seems like an eternity.
Oh, it does. It's ridiculous. you know, we opened the doors 2017, December 3rd. And we have, I mean, a little bit of everything for everybody. Hunters, if you're a tactical guy, you know, optics. We've been really expanding our selection of everything. That's kind of, all this is born out of that. So yeah, it's just in Midland, Texas. Look it up, Ally Outdoors. If you're listening, I guess this will be next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Black Friday and Saturday of this year, 2023, just to give you a little sneak peek on some sales we're doing. We're going to have a huge discount on like LaRue tactical rifles. We've got quite a bit in stock. We're going to have some pretty good deals on some Sergeant of Arms rifles. We've had them on the podcast. We have We'll be clearing out some shotgun ammo. So if you need to lock, like, stock up on some flats for next year, there's going to be some of that going. SIGs, we're doing a bunch of crazy sales with SIGs. So if you're looking for a new handgun, carry handgun, those are going to be cheaper than we can even list the prices. We're doing another sale with SIG spears and some SIG rifles where you get a free scope if you buy a rifle. And we'll have, like, all sorts of different crazy sales. So if you just want to stop by, swing by, that'll be Friday and Saturday of next week, or this week, because this is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, so, like, Ally Outdoors is kind of like a home base.
That's the hub.
And then Ally Munitions is the sister company, which manufactures custom long-range hunting ammunition and also has the online store, which has some optics and other things that we talked about.
Yeah, basically trying to... I mean, when we first came out of the gate, we had a little bit of everything because we were testing the waters.
Yeah.
And then we seen, like, well, COVID happened, so we had to freaking hyper-focus on ammo alone. But now that we're kind of getting into a groove, well, still running way behind on ammo, but more on that shortly. But kind of getting into a groove where we want to be with our... what ammo is going to be, you know, most optimal to produce, what the people want the most of, essentially. I've started putting more optics back on, and I'm going to be working towards more stuff as we go, just short staffed. So, you know, I can only do so much. So be looking for the website to really start growing. And at some point, maybe even a name change. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but... for now, it's allymunitions.com.
Yeah, we have our dreams of one day having everything on the website. So you can shop Ally Outdoors online, which is, you know, a crap ton of rifles, handguns, hunting stuff. But that's all. We're kind of moving. This year's been a lot of change, and we've been moving forward with a lot of different stuff. So that's kind of our next step in the plan, I guess.
Ultimate goal. But, I mean... what people don't realize is the amount of work that goes into just each entity, let alone like combining them. Which, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard as just finding employees nowadays. Like, that's what it's going to boil down to is room to put together this, you know, bigger setup and employees to run it and everything else. Which, I mean, the good thing is, you know, we've had this time running it smaller to figure out shipping and all that kind of stuff. Like, how to properly package things and, you know, all that stuff. Like, that's stuff that people don't put a lot of thought into that I put a lot of thought into, my packaging. Not just like what you see before you, because obviously, you know, Fitz and I work a lot on how these things look and everything else, but literally the box that's being shipped to you in, like, it's super important. I had no idea because...
you'd be surprised how bad people can delivery services.
Well, you look at, like, you know, when you get a package from Amazon, it's just thrown into a box. There's no real thought process behind how things look, how they pack in there. Are they going to shuffle around in transit? And that was something Fitchium kind of brought to my eye, and then I just ran with it. I mean, we probably put way too much money into just literally shipping the...
well, you started doing, like, the barriers and stuff just in case it does get wet. It's not going to get to the ammo.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you start seeing how UPS in particular and others treat your packages. I'm like, I put a lot of work into this crap. I don't want, like, and there's nothing I can do about UPS just literally, like, playing football with your packages other than the fact I can do a little bit extra on my end to make sure, like, one, if it gets wet, it's going to be okay. Two, putting extra cushioning in there for those impacts and the...
try not to make it sound like an ammo when you shake the box.
Yeah. Overwhelming amount of tape I put on the box just to make sure the box stays intact. Or, like, how much work we went through just literally figuring out the correct boxes for stuff. And how much money we've put into just that alone. Just the packaging alone of all these things. Like, I don't know, you know, how long has munitions been open? 3 years?
We really started going ham and...
it was July 4th.
Was that 2020 or 2021?
Yeah, the worst time possible.
Yeah.
Like, official doors open July 4th, 2020. For no more time that's been invested in. We literally didn't have any idea what we were doing. We figured out a lot in that time.
Yeah. Well, just the other side note of that is, and I know that like this will be a complaint, it's like, what, their ammo is not. It's like, this year's been a particularly different year just because way more has been going on. But, you know, more or less,
yeah,
you and I work full-time jobs, have obviously the podcast, which is its own thing, and then probably like work another full-time job. And then munitions has always been like on top of that. Like,
yeah,
that's like the 70 to 100 hours a week, you know,
pretty easily. But, you know, as far as, like, I noticed that comment, like, when is this going to be in stock? Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm working as fast as I can.
It's literally, yeah, it's literally just been you this year. And that's,
but we're getting some hail powered up. And also, I was going to wait till later on to talk about this, but I'll go ahead and say, like, officially getting our first automated machine very soon. Like, it'll be operational by the end of this month, but, you know, I don't know when we'll start seeing ammo from it, because, like, there's probably going to be lots of
testing,
trial and error, and stuff like that, which, I mean, I'm getting the company come out and train me on it and everything else, but, I mean, we're still going to have our hand-loaded ammo. Like, that's not going anywhere. That's a mainstay. But what this will allow us, like, our generic hunting ammo, this will allow us to manufacture it at a much faster, higher capacity with, you know, less hands on it. Because, I mean, hand-loaded ammunition, if you're doing it by yourself, you can do it pretty fast the way I have it set up in our load room, which is like a semi-line form. But at the end of the day, it's still hand-loaded. Like, I'm always going to be capped out at a certain number because it's hand-loaded, and that's always going to be more of our premier lines, stuff like that, which we'll get to the lines here in a moment. But, I mean, people have to understand, like, this is still hand-loaded. And I think, goddamn gnats. I think, you know, for what we're giving to the public, what we're putting out to the public, like, it's price point wise, I don't think anybody could really match it for the level of detail we put into our stuff and testing and everything else. And that testing's the whole other side, just like I was talking about with packaging and everything else. Testing's the whole other side, like, that's just there's no way. Which, I mean, I've talked to quite a few of these people. There's probably no one else in the industry that tests as much as we do, as far as putting rounds down range and selecting loads for certain reasons, selecting projectiles for certain reasons, for certain jobs and everything else. Because we, you know, we don't adhere to that whole, like, oh, this does it all. You know, we choose certain things for certain jobs, and that's why we have our individual lines. That's why we choose certain bullets. And, you know, it's through tons and tons of testing. And, you know, I don't know if you look at it from a investment standpoint, it will take years, years upon years before, like, the amount of time and money I've put into testing investment pays off, I'd imagine. Because, like, the reality of the situation is, like, say our 22 Creed load, you're talking about years of testing, thousands upon thousands of rounds down range, thousands of rounds on targets, animals. You're looking at a pretty significant time and money investment just to develop that one load. Now, we have sold tons of it, and it's currently out of stock because you guys buy it so fast, and we're working diligently. And like I said, we're trying to hire up and everything else. By the way, if you have anybody looking for a job in Midland area, shoot me an email. Shoot me a resume. Or go to, is it LIOutdoors.com?
Yeah.
Where you can put in a resume. But anyways, we will always have our, going back to what I was talking about, we'll always have our hand-loaded stuff. Like, that's a mainstay. And as I hire up more people, we'll be able to stay on top of the, well, I don't know if we'll be able to fully always stay ahead of wants and needs of the customers, but we will get better at keeping stuff in stock, I promise. Again, because we're also increasing our buying, and that's been the hardest thing, especially through COVID. Like, there was nothing. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that we're out of that we can't even get. Like, I can't get 17 rim brass right now. I can't get 204 brass right now. I can't get 22 to 50 brass right now. And I have tons ordered. We just can't get it. And that's just an unfortunate reality of situation, you know, for right now. Now, as time goes on, we are starting to buy in much larger quantities, and I will stay on top of that to where it's not, you know, no longer an issue at some point. And as we add these machines, lines like the canned ham and other, you know, more generic hunting loads will be starting to get loaded on these machines, as well as we'll be coming out first, probably the first thing that roll off the automated machines will probably be our range ammo, because we need to service the store as well. I mean, so they can have their ammo for the range and everything else. And it's going to be a 223-556 or whatever. But I mean, look into the future. That's going to allow us way better capacity, and we'll also be able to start finally selling at a from a manufacturer to a other store standpoint. Which, I mean, we're still talking like some. It's going to take some time because like components need to catch up, steal certain things, because there's like this latest thing probably kicked my ass a little bit on brass, but we're working diligently. I'm excited, and that's just the ammo side. We're also ramping up the chair side, which that needs to be a full other podcast, like the chairs and everything else. But we're ramping up the chair side. They will be back in stock very soon, and once they're back in stock, I hope I never run out again. Now we're talking about, like, you know, buying massive quantities of like hub assemblies and stuff like that. The stuff that's could be hard to get at times, like last year it was a thing, stems, massive quantities, everything else. Like, I'm ramping up to one, try and lower the price, which I don't think is going to happen just because the price of steel's gone up so much, but keeping it in stock, because it's always been a problem. Same with chairs as well as our most popular ammo offerings, is keeping it in stock because we can't manufacture fast enough or we'd run out of components. So we're really ramping up our buying and our manufacturing. And at some point we hope to like it never be an issue, but also, you know, a lot of our customers shoot a lot, so they're buying a shitload of ammo. Like, you know, I'll get in more into that a little bit later, but I just wanted to, you know, this podcast, again, kind of talk a little bit about us, I guess. You know, people are asking, so we'll give them what they want. But this one, like, is particular, like, our custom ammo lines. Now, keep in mind, on AllyMunitions.com and at the store in Midland, we have tons of factory ammo available options. Like, on the website right now, I have tons of varmint hunting ammo. We have 6-ARC ammo, Hornady. And then some other stuff. And like, if there's something in particular you're looking for, just reach out, because I guarantee I can probably get my hands on it. 9 times out of 10, some stuff's still not available, but 9 times out of 10, I can get my hands on it through the store. And if we have it in store, I can put it on the website. I mean, that's literally as simple as it gets right there. So again, factory ammo, we're always going to carry it. You know, we're not going to, like, you know, back you into a corner to only run our ammo. Like, we want to give the customers what they're looking for. But also, for me, it's pretty easy. Like, if you buy, say, just because I have some right here on the table, you know, some 6.5 Creed ammo, Hornady or Federal, whatever, you buy a box of it, then you buy a box of our stuff. Our stuff's going to be a little bit more expensive, because especially the Premier line is completely hand-loaded. I want you to buy both boxes. Number one, it's never a bad idea to test a couple of different kinds of ammo through your platform. We've talked about that a million times, to see what it likes. And I'm not promising you that your rifle is going to like our ammo. But I am promising you, we've done vast amounts more testing through vast amounts more actual platforms on the market, not test barrels. You know, the most, you know, cherry-picked, nice barrels out of test jigs. There's literally, anytime new rifles come out, we buy them up, and we test our ammo through that rifle. Now, yes, there's a human element added to that, but, you know, there's a reason why most people who buy our ammo is talking about how great it is, and that's because of the testing. You know, we won't put it in production until it meets a certain standard of accuracy and precision through certain platforms. But anyways, like I was saying, I'd prefer you to buy some factory ammo and then compare it to ours. See the difference for yourself. But anyways, let's get into the ammo lines. Man, there's so much we can talk about. And we've also done, we probably need to go back and redo it. We probably, like, it was very early on. We did like a Story of Ally Munitions podcast very early on. We should probably redo it at some point, like get more detail or something. I don't know. But anyways, so if you're unfamiliar with Ally Munitions ammo, before I even get into like the lines, it is all hand loaded currently. And like I said, we'll be moving into some of the lineups being done on automated machines, which are also going to run it a little bit different. Like, this isn't going to be wide open automated machines. It's a little bit more boutique than that. And I'll still expect a certain level of accuracy and precision and all that stuff. So, but anyways, currently and forever, we will always have hand loaded ammunition. But the way we do it is in like a semi-line form, so we can get away with hand-loading it and still giving it to you at a pretty good price. Now, I mean, since it was way better pricing right before COVID, because since then, stuff's gone up and it's not going to come back down. So, you know, it is what it is. It's hand-loaded ammo. Let's get into it. It's all hand-loaded currently, you know. Well, let's get into... Like, my favorite line is the Premier line, which will always be, you know, in this case guard case, you know, has our, most of them have our little logo on it. I don't know if you can see this on camera.
You can. Yeah.
It'll be a reusable box. So I talk about this a lot as it pertains to packaging. I love stuff that you can reuse. To me, it just feels like you're getting a better deal. And with these, like, our customers love it. And if you open it properly, meaning just peel this back, you can actually use it to close it back. Now, we've talked about, you know, maybe selling something and getting into different cases, everything else. But these are going to be around for a while. Our Premier ammo will always come in either this or 100 rounders. It's, you know, some of the stuff is going to be 50 rounders. And it's going to be Case Guard, another Made in America company. And what you're going to get with our Premier line is it's always going to be premium brass. For the most part, like, well, always, yeah. It's going to be Lapua, Alpha Munitions, like that kind of brass, that kind of level quality brass. And it's generally going to be a burger projectile or, you know, like an A-tip, because the Premier usually encapsulates like a hunting or long-range hunting line. It may be strictly for long-range shooting. It may be long-range shooting and hunting. And we've also done a few Premier varmint offerings. And that's just because it's typically burger bullets in Lapua brass. Now, both of those aren't available right now because they're very popular, the 243 and the 2250 offerings, because Lapua hadn't made any brass. So... whenever that comes back, I assure you we'll bring it back. And, we're, you know, eventually I'm going to offer some more Premier varmint offerings. But you're primarily going to get, like, that long-range hunting, long-range shooting ammo. And this is going to be primarily for bolt guns. You know, most of them are fine for both, but primarily for bolt guns. Because sometimes I may lean on it a little bit harder. Because, like, the people running the bolt guns for this particular caliber, whatever... They're looking for that little bit of extra velocity, if you will. So, but that's not always the case. You know, funny thing the other day is like, I don't know, somebody's asking me about one of our offerings, why it was like 50 feet per second slower than whatever, some other factory offering. That's where we found the best accuracy results across the board. Or the powder I was using, or, you know, whatever the case may be, that's just the way it was. And the reality of the situation is, and maybe we need to do a full podcast about this because it seems to have blown a few people's minds when I mentioned it the other day, is 50, 100 feet per second isn't that much difference as far as like holdover or dialing or what have you. But anyways.
What's that old mentality of running it?
Yes, it has to be running as fast as possible. Yeah. That's not always the case, especially with high BC projectiles. Now, if it's a varmint offering and it's like a flat-based bullet, because we will still run some flat-based bullets, because the reality of that situation is 0 to like 300, 400, 500 yards, flat-based projectiles are just fine, especially when we're talking varmint bullets. Like, you don't have to have this newfangled boat tail shit unless you are looking for something to push beyond 500 yards. Again, maybe another subject for another day. I think we might have actually covered that at some point. But anyways, I don't even remember where I was at now. Oh, velocity. So, in the premier offerings, like I said, it's typically going to be long-range shooting or long-range hunting and shooting offerings in those most premium components. We're running them on a little bit better scale. We use all electronic scales, powder throwers, for our hand loading operation. And the premier line gets loaded only on, you know, the most high dollar ones. Measuring down to, I don't even remember what the 0.00 whatever one grain. I don't remember the exact off the top of my head, but it's getting the best potential for everything being, what's the word I'm looking for, John? Consistent.
Yeah.
Because that's what produces the best ammo. Now, yes, the Pearl Brass is great. Alpha Munitions Brass is great. Burger Projectiles are probably my favorite, probably the best. As far as consistency, as far as like the most true BC and everything else, like, I trust me, I've loaded a lot of bullets. And when you start talking about like out to 1,000 and beyond, that consistent BC is highly, highly important. That's why a lot of times you'll see, like, most of our premier offerings are going to be burger bullets. If I could help it, or if they make one that I really like for it, or like the Hordy A-Tip, which you can look on their website and find out like what the jam is about the A-Tip. Basically, like, you're getting consecutive bullets. It's not just like a machine stamping them out. It's falling to a huge bucket, and they just box it up from there. The A-tips are literally consecutively made, and that gives you good consistency. Consistency, if I could speak today. What you're looking at is like us getting the best components for that said caliber and choosing the loads that are correct for the job, essentially. I mean, in choosing stuff that we've actually tested and hunted with and everything else before it went into production. It's proven to do the job we ask it to do, or we tell you it's going to do. And also, you're going to get like these specialty things like short barrel optimized, meaning it doesn't mean you can't run it in a longer barrel. It means we did some work to give it a little bit more. Most of the time, our short barrel offerings is going to be like, it's going to be optimized for certain barrel lengths, to give you like the best performance, cleanest burning performance, and so on and so forth. Like, to where you have minimal muzzle flash, you have a cleaner load in semi-autos. Like, it's all about the powder, essentially. But we're going to be using premium powders only. And you're never, ever going to see a ball powder in our premier offerings. And the new Winchester stuff is making leaps and bounds as far as ball powder performance. But as it stands, through our testing, the extruded powders, if you will, have the best performance on temp sensitivity. And we'll get in. We should do at least a 12-minute talk on that kind of stuff, because I've had a few people ask about it, which I thought it was pretty common knowledge nowadays. But there's always going to be loaded with premium extruded powders for the job at hand, for the projectile at hand. And literally, like, all the information is generally on the website. Now, constantly working to keep the website updated with up-to-date information and everything else. And it will have velocities. But again, I used to not even put velocities on there, because, like, the reality of the situation is, if you're going to be shooting long range, you should own a chronograph. But at the end of the day, you can just take a printed box velocity and chew it up on your BC app, or whatever you're using, your ballistics app, and go from there. So that's why I started doing some velocities. But, you know, we're going to have the overall projectile length stated on the box. We're going to have what it is. And then we're going to have the BC. Now, I went back and forth on truing the BC, but that's also like a lot more work. But also that's going to be, I don't know, if you want to true your BC on your projectile, it's better if you do it out of your rifle, because barrel wear can ultimately degrade the BC of the projectile. And, you know, go check out Blood Blessings for more information on that. But that's why I didn't really fool with BC, truing the BC. But, you know, maybe someday we'll get in more in depth on that kind of stuff when we have time to do all that kind of stuff. But it's going to have the information for you to plug in your ballistics calculator, which most of them nowadays, you don't even need to know the overall projectile length. Like, it already programs it in there for you, the BC and everything else. And you can buy custom curves and all kinds of stuff, but we have the bare essential information you need. And if it's a platform like 6ARC that people tend to run up multiple barrel lengths, or like the 6.5 Creed, like, we're going to have different barrel length velocities. And again, it's going to be based off a 70 degree temperature. It's going to be based off of our elevations, which is 2,500 feet, thereabouts. But you should still chronograph your own ammo. But you can take our information and then back engineer with your ballistics app and get some accurate data. But moving on. Like I said, the premier ammo is premium components. It's our best scales. It's our, you know, hand-loaded always best components we can get, and then just even more stringent as far as QC. And by even more stringent, it's not like we don't QC everything, because every piece of brass, every bullet, everything else is stringently QC'd. It's just the premier stuff we look at even more with a magnifying glass, literally with a magnifying glass. But anyways, again, it's usually going to be available in 20-round boxes, 100-round boxes, and then some of the, like, the large Magnum stuff, it's going to be 50-round boxes. And it works. Like, everybody that uses our ammo usually hunts quite a bit, and they love it. So I urge you to check it out. You know, is what it is. So let's move on to the Can-Ham line, which is, you see some of them right here, which is currently, I got wiped out. I don't have any of them in stock. Actually, one or two of these have some of my own personal ammo in them, but the rest of these are empty. Now, I have most of the components in to start loading, but it, you know, right now it's like it got into production line, and that production line is quite long. Now, we will be moving towards, at some point, moving this onto the automated line. Now, again, it's still going to be a little bit, so it's going to be hand-loaded for a little bit longer. But you, what you're typically going to find is like a lower-cost brass, because we're trying to bring you, with Can-Ham, we're trying to bring you specific tools for a specific job. And one being quantity. And what we'll usually do is take whatever the platform is, and this is typically going to be for AR platforms. Doesn't mean you can't run it in a bolt gun. Maybe we shouldn't have put like specific labeling on, because it still seems to be a point of contention for some, because I just put semi-auto friendly or optimized for semi-auto, and people are like, can't run that in my bolt gun.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking, I think most people listening to this will realize it, but maybe not some, is when you have ammunition, again, your most of your SAMI spec stuff is designed to run out of both, and then from there, people like tune their gas guns, but generally speaking, most ammo is either overly gassed, like, you know, if you take like a Hornady 108s and you run it on a bolt gun 6ARC versus an AR-15, that's, it's just going to be overgassed in your face.
Yeah, it's, they're fine in a bolt gun, but you stick in, especially shorter,
yeah, and suppressed,
and suppressed non-flow through style suppressors, it's it's quite awful. So
yeah, your semi-auto suppressed isn't going to extract the maximum performance out of that cartridge like a bolt gun offering would, but it's going to have the best balance of performance while operating out of a semi-automatic, typically suppressed with shorter barrels.
Yeah. So as it pertains to the Can-Ham line, we looked at quantity as well as optimized for those semi-auto platforms. Now, this, because, you know, hog hunting is massive in Texas. And like I said, this line will eventually get moved to the automated machine so we can produce it even faster and make it cheaper for you guys. And it's going to typically be cheaper brass because a lot, like none of these people are keeping the brass. That's also the good thing about the Premier line is you can keep your brass and reload it. But this is going to be a cheaper brass, but the projectiles and the powders is where we're not willing to waver on. Like the projectiles I choose, we apologize for the interruption. Back to Ken Ham quantities. I'll start with quantities first. Hog hunters tend to shoot a lot. And as it pertains to like most hog hunters running AR-15 platforms, most hog hunters are running thermal. And, you know, sometimes it takes a few more rounds to get those things sighted in or confirmed and everything else. So we're typically going to try and always offer at least 2 mags worth of ammo. Now, where this could get complicated is other calibers, but we're going to take like the most generic size magazines and then offer the amount of ammo that gets you 2 mags worth. So like our 223 and 300 blackout offerings and our 308, like they're based off of whatever the most generic magazine is that people are more likely to run for hog hunting. You're going to get 2 mags worth. So 300 blackout, 223, Jesus, 60 rounds. 308 is going to be 40 rounds. Yes. So getting into, and we offered in these cool cans with cool logos and stuff, which will be making their way to hats and shirts before long. So again, going back to like, I like things that you can reseal, reuse and everything else. And hog hunters is going to get bloody. They're going to be out in less than ideal conditions. So we offered these cans that have good lids and everything else. So moving on to like the offering itself, we're looking at the market, and most hog hunters are running AR-15s, which this stuff's totally fine to run in bolt action rifles. In fact, M18 has been running our Can-Am 308 155 grain EODMs in a bolt action and killing the shit out of stuff with it. So it's fine. It's just when you see these, again, going back to like the optimized for certain things, it just means like we made it for that. But it's not just for that. Like, you can run it in anything, essentially. So what we took a look at was the most common occurring things in this market itself, as far as the 223, usually shorter barreled platforms. So we took a powder that performs optimally for those shorter barrels, meaning 16 inches and down. It's going to run cleaner. It's going to be less blowback in your face. And it's going to reduce any sort of, well, suppress, it completely reduces any sort of muzzle flash. Unsuppress, I don't know. I don't even know why you'd want to do that, but whatever. And it's going to give you the most optimal velocity you can get out of those barrel platforms with said projectile. But also looking at the projectile, we're choosing the projectile that's going to do the best job possible out of those shorter barrel platforms. Still going to get good expansion and everything else, downrange energy, out to those ranges you primarily see with, you know, thermal hog hunting, a couple hundred yards in. Doesn't mean you can't shoot it further than that, but these aren't like long range loads. They're not meant for that whatsoever. They're meant for what they're for, which is thermal hog hunting. So it's going to be specifically optimized for that type of stuff. Now, we officially launched our 77 grain for the 223, which works at 5.56, short barreled, optimized. Our 300 blackout 190 grain sub X, and then our 308 155 grain EODM. Now, we are spinning up to offer way more offerings for this Can-Am, but it's going to take time. And this will go to the machine so we can produce it even cheaper. We're still going to be, you know, working off of that. How can we optimize this for the platforms that people are using the most? Meaning, another 308 load that we're going to be offering, it'll probably be next summer, is going to be optimized for even shorter 308 platforms. Another 223 offering that will be coming out, I'm not going to share any more on that. A couple more 300 blackout offerings. The Sub X will be back sooner rather than later. Our Sub X, you know, Horny makes their Sub X, 190 grain Sub X, which is a hunting subsonic round. But no one, and I can I can 100% say this. No one has a subsonic hunting ground offering that produces the accuracy results. Actually, is it accuracy precision?
Oh, God.
One of those two than ours. I can say that right now. Proudly. It took a lot of work to get there. But anyways, lots of interesting stuff coming down the pipeline for this Can-Ham line. And then at some point, a offering for a much larger larger amount of ammo, which I'm super excited about that packaging, but I'm not going to give out any hints or anything. But anyways, you're looking for that ammo that's specifically designed for certain platforms, which is typically shorter semi-auto platforms. It's going to run cleaner, less blowback, projectiles chosen for the job at hand, not just, oh, it works. No, these are chosen for the job at hand, which is shooting pigs within like that 200 yards in the end. You know, obviously the closer the better, but the barrel twist that you're usually see within those platforms, semi-auto, suppressed, and everything else. Like, we take all that into consideration, do vast amounts of development and testing before these hit the market, and we're super proud of them because they work really well. Now, I've had the question asked many, many times, can you use these for other game? Absolutely. We have tons of people that use these for deer hunting, and that's easy go. Like, of course it works for deer hunting. Coyote hunting, if you're going to be running it at short-barreled platform, some of these may not get the amount of expansion that you would want at longer ranges because they are meant for that shorter range, thicker animal, like a pig. Like, you're shooting through that thick layer of fat. You know, it's not going to be optimal, but it will work. But it's, you know, I'd look towards our varmint hunting line. One thing about these is they can be used as home defense. Like, they're going to be basically perfect for that, especially some of the platforms you're going to see in home defense. But anyways, you know, you're probably starting to see a trend now of, you know, our ammo offerings, which is specific to the job at hand. Not none of this do-it-all stuff. We're doing stuff that's specific to the job at hand based off of what the primary market looks like as far as platforms. And then all that's important when you start really looking at, like, if you're wanting to be serious about your hunting, your long-range shooting, and everything else, like, all that stuff becomes important. You know, if you're not that guy that don't, you know, ammo shoots good, that's all I'm looking for, we can help you out with that. But when you start really looking at optimized for the job at hand, I think, you know, we do it pretty well. Now, again, more offerings will be available at some point. We're working diligently. Moving on next. Now, you might have seen through COVID years, we tried a lot of stuff. And that was, you know, that was by plan. It was, you know, as far as offerings, different calibers and everything else. We wanted to see what the market was really wanting. And I've loaded just about everything. And we've sold just about everything. But as far as popularity goes, like, we're going to be sticking to the stuff that's most popular. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. You know, we're smaller, what I would guess you would call a boutique ammo company. So we're going to stick to what's popular and what we can get our hands on, everything else. But now that we've kind of figured out what direction we're wanting to go, you're going to start seeing our lines, you know, further develop, if you will. Now, our next line that I'm pleased to announce is Coyotero, which is this guy right here. Is that in frame good, John?
Yeah.
So, back before I get into Coyotero, backstory on Can-Ham. Hey, I'm gonna take a drink break.
You good?
Where I come up with Can-Ham was just a play on words. Like, I thought it was just completely brilliant, but yet so simple. Can-Ham, it's really simple. It's our hog hunt line. As far as, like, the logo, which you see here, which is a little pig with top hat and monocle, I don't know, just it felt like the right thing to do. Like, clearly, And my daughter, Ava Grace, she drew the logo for us, and we had it obviously digitized and all that stuff. No super significant story other than the fact, like, it's just a perfect name for a hog hunting line. Can't help. I mean, come on. It's in a can. Come on. Someday I hope to be able to sell these in like some sort of like actual canned ham can, which, you know, we'll see. But anyways, moving on to Coyotero. So Coyotero is this officially like what we're going to call our more budget than the premier line, predator hunting line, obviously by the name Coyotero. Now, you might be thinking like, what the hell is Coyotero? What does that even mean? I've done quite a bit of research on this as far as, you know, where the name originated from. And it seems like the Spanish came up with the word Coyotero. Now, you could find certain places where it means like a coyote hunter, coyote trapper in the like the Spanish language. But further down the road, there was Apache tribes that the Spanish named the Coyotero tribes, or then there was individual tribes, Coyotero, whatever. I think the White Pine Coyotero tribe or something like that. I didn't write none of those names down. So, super fascinating thing. And it, like, the hardest part about it is, like, there's a lot of rumors as to why they called the Spaniards or Spanish people called these particular Apache tribes Coyotero. And one of them was like rumored that like they lived off of eating coyotes and wolves, which I couldn't find any like basis on whether or not that's true or not. And I'm going to deep dive this some more because like eventually I would like to put on the website like a write up about Coyotero and all that stuff. But I was reading one of these coyote hunting books, older ones I have, and it, you know, it talked about Coyotero for a minute, and then that name just like, that's a perfect name for our predator hunting line, essentially. So what you're going to see is this line eventually will be loaded on the automated machines, but with our exacting standards and everything else. Again, it's going to be that more cost-effective brass, steel hand-chosen projectiles, steel premium powders, stuff like that, but it's going to be cheaper to you, the customer, and quantity. You're going to be looking at typically 50-round packs of this ammo. That's where I'm going to kind of live with that, because most predator hunters, they're going to run, they're going to practice a little bit more than your average hunter. They're going to shoot more ammo, so we're going to be looking at 50 round packs and at some point some larger quantities. Again, packaging to be determined, show a later date. But currently, I, you know, I've had a few other offerings ready to go for Coyotero for a while. I mean, I hadn't had time to really put them in production yet because 22 Creedmoor has been just bleeding me dry over here. But there's a few other offerings already ready to go. But I couldn't think of a better ammo for our first offering of Coyotero than 6mm ARC. Now, I've already released some this week, as promised. I know I missed that deadline a few times, but I just want to make sure everything's right and it's ready to go. So there's like, there's going back and testing again, going back and testing again, going back and testing again. Then labels and everything else, like a lot of moving pieces there, but I officially released some. I snuck some out this week. Now, again, going back to what I was talking about earlier, you better follow, in particular, our stories on Ally Munitions on Instagram and Facebook. Because what I did was I just slipped it out there. Got some available and I'll be uploading throughout the day. Every time I upload it, sold out immediately. So, which we knew was going to happen. It's going to continue to happen for a while until I can get the machines up and everything else. And this is probably going to be our first predator hunting offering that's going to be rolling off machines. But you're still going to be looking a little bit before that happens. Like, there's a lot of stuff, again, to figure out and all that stuff. But in the meantime, we're still going to be hand loading. And you're going to see more and more become available at a time. But you still need to, you can officially sign up for email alerts on the website for 6mm ARC. And any other of our ammo that you like to buy and everything else, be sure and sign up for email alerts. And be sure and follow the social media platforms, because I will always, it's anytime I upload anything new on the website, anytime I upload more ammo, I'll slip out a story. And then sometimes I'll just put some on there. I won't tell nobody because, like, the people who follow us and sign up for the email alerts and all that stuff, like, you get rewarded first. But anyways, it's officially available, out of stock at the moment. Next week, I'd be paying attention because some more is going to roll across there. But to talk about it real fast, in particular, the 6mm ARC, it is a 65 grain VMAX. Now, that is not going to be our only offering. There's going to be several more for the 6mm ARC because I like a few different projectiles, but I really like the 65 grain VMAX through tons and tons of testing for that across the board offering that works anywhere from the 12 inch barrels all the way up to the 22 inch barrels. 65 grain VMAX just has worked the best for me. And again, I've tested all the projectiles. There are some that I like better for longer barrels. There's some I really don't like anything better for shorter barrels. I kind of the 65 grain VMAX kind of hits that spot. And we will be getting into bolt gun specific loads at a later date. We'll be getting into short barrel specific loads at a later date. Like we got to service the overwhelming majority first before we start getting in those niche categories. But we will, because like that's kind of what we live on, is basically we will service niche categories. Because there's enough out there for a boutique company as ourselves to like service niche categories. But back to the 65 grain VMAX. Now, this going back to the velocity thing. I went back and forth on this a shitload. Do I get as much velocity out of this as possible, or do I run with a more beta powder? And I chose more beta powder for this particular offering. And that's strictly based off of predator hunters. They're going to be operating in lots of different temperature swings, lots of different weather conditions and what have you. So I chose a powder that performs way better than a ball, regular generic ball powder that's going to extract the maximum amount of velocity in different temperatures and everything else. And the reality of the situation is we didn't give up much velocity. We just give up a little bit to run a extruded better powder that has better performance in those wide temperature swings that you will have as a predator hunter. I mean, they typically shoot a lot more than deer hunters and other people like that. They're going to be out in those, especially West Texas. Like, we might wake up one morning, it's 30 degrees. By the end of the day, it might be 80 degrees. Like, having a more temp-stable powder is much better, especially for predator hunters. Like I said, where they're going to be hunting those 24-hour contests, they might be hunting that whole time. So I give up a little bit of velocity to get that better performance, essentially, in my eyes. The reality of the situation is we didn't give up much velocity as compared to others for much better performance, much cleaner performance on the AR and everything else. So, again, it's a 65-grain VMAX, 6mm ARC. Velocities, I feel like I always have to say this, but our velocities are recorded at 70 degree ambient temperature. Our elevation, which is 2,500, 2,550, something like that, and it is an average of just tons of velocity recording sessions. It's just the average of all of those. And it's also a average of multiple barrels at multiple spots in their barrel life. Now, all of them are going to be broken in. But, some may have just 200 rounds. Some may have 1,000 rounds. Like, it's literally an average. So you can get just a generic idea of what you're going to be looking at. Your velocities may differ. I think we all know that by now. But anyways, I had to print something. Just to let you know, like, how we come across our velocity ratings, because it's not easy. Like, I don't, the only way I can give you most accurate velocity results is by a chronograph. Chronograph your ammo through your gun. Moving forward, 14.5-inch velocities are, again, average, 2,880 feet per second. 16-inch, 2,950 feet per second. 18-inch, 3,090 feet per second. 20-inch, 3,125 feet per second. And 22-inch, we got little over 3,200, but I'm just calling it 3,200 feet per second. Now, again, we could have used a little bit. We could have used ball powders and got that velocity up, probably another 100 feet per second, especially on like the 22-inch, where longer barrels is where those ball powders really seem to shine. But as far as everything I tested that's available currently, like there were some powders I like better, especially in short barrel platforms, don't always run well on unsuppressed platforms. And to keep it good and generic and, you know, temp stable as much as possible, no powders are temp stable. Across the board, this is where we landed. Now, yes, if you're hand loading, you can amp this up more. Yes, if you run a nasty ass ball powder, you can run it up some more. But this was kind of our, this proved to be the most accurate offering, the best temp stability across the board as far as operation and all the different gas links. This was the ticket. And, you know, this didn't come cheap. This is literally 4 years worth of work, if not more. Started in 2020 on Six Arc, didn't we? Right about COVID, didn't it?
Was that beginning, or was it late 2019?
Probably 2019. Anyways, this is thousands upon thousands of rounds of work that landed me on this load. Now, like I said, there will be more offerings in the future, and I'll go ahead and say some of them. Like, there's going to be a 70 grain Sierra Blitz King. There's going to be a 70 grain Varmageddon. I can't remember off the top of my head. There's one more. 75 grain VMAX. We'll probably dabble with the 80 grainers, which if Horny's making it, we probably won't fool with it. I mean, we might make it better for as far as being cleaner and everything else. And again, we'll get into like the short barrel offerings and all that kind of stuff. And very soon, there's going to be a deer load, which will be our next. Do I even want to get into that on this one? I'm not going to give out the name. We will be coming out with a deer hunting ammo that kind of falls within this same realm. Like, we'll have our stuff in the premiere offering, but we're also going to be dropping very soon another new line specifically for deer hunting. We'll just leave it at that. Kind of following that same, like, lower cost brass, and, you know, but choosing projectiles are perfect for certain jobs and everything else. But back to the Coyote Hero. Super excited about this. First offering was Six Arc. Be sign up for, you know, email alerts and you can get some if you're fast. Because everybody wants it. We've been very pleased with it. It's taken grillions of cows' lives, not just through me. I have other testers out there. Performance from a 14.5-inch all the way up to 22-inch has been phenomenal. Barrel twist recommendations. We've tested anything from 1.7s all the way up to 1.10s, and it performs flawless through all of them. Now, if you're running like a 24-inch or 26-inch for some reason, 1.7 twist, the potential could be there to have a little bit of splash at very close ranges. Like, we're talking like the very outside edge of this. For most part, most people are like, I've taken multiple surveys of what most people are running, and it's 18-inch. That's what it's really designed for. And the 16 and 14 fives are very popular. It's going to perform perfect for that as far as on game in most scenarios. But I say most because it's also based off of barrel wear and twist rate and everything else. Most scenarios, bobcats and coyotes, these are fur friendly. Most scenarios, that's going to be like... It's a very subjective thing, but it's a fantastic predator hunting round, offering everything else. And if you get a little bored and want to go shoot jackrabbits, pretty explosive time there. So I would just about assume you're never going to have a fur-friendly scenario with Fox. And again, these are fine for bolt gun Six Arcs. These are, but they're, we optimize them for the AR-15 platform, meaning... Like, we went through there painstakingly, chose these components and everything else. And, yes, it fits in the magazines and all that stuff. So, and, yes, I am aware that there is some of the new proofs are a little bit shallower throated, it seems. They are fine for that. through all of our testing, I've done a lot of testing on the newer, I think it was proof chamber design. Seems like it's a little bit not as much freebore. We went through there, done the testing. So far, everything's been fine. And that's, I mean, that's pretty much it. We will be dropping, it'll probably be in a few weeks, the second option in the Coyote Tier line, which I'm pretty excited about that one as well, because it's been around longer. It's been around for a long time. I've been waiting to release it. So it's really awesome as well. But anyways, I think that's everything on my list. Have I left anything out, John?
Not really. I mean, just we covered different lines. Obviously, this is going to be shifting a little bit moving forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, all your ammo companies are producing ammos that fit like the maximum variety of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these are more centered on what people are actually hunting with and using.
Yeah.
Similar, like you'll see Hornady, they'll have like their SBR load. Yeah. You know, this is kind of the same thing, but with like practical hunting rifles. Like
they fucking.
It's like, you know, you don't want to shoot 308 ammo that's designed for a 26 inch barrel when you're running a 16 inch, you know, semi auto AR-10. I was going to say AR-25 because I was thinking SR-25. Yeah. When you're shooting an AR-10 suppressed, it's like that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. And, then, you know, that's kind of what it's about for me is like, let's just not put out generic cookie cutter loads that just work. Let's get in there. Let's find out what people are actually using. And let's make stuff that's really optimal for that. And that's where like, all the Facebook groups and all that shit like really come into play. It's like, that's great market research. And also we have the storefront where we're watching what people are asking for, what they're buying, everything else like this. You know, not only is the testing a big part of it, it's the market research. See where most people are heading with these platforms, what barrel links they're running, what suppressors they're running and everything else. Cause like you take one offering from Hornady might work well with a flow through suppressor. And then you put a generic suppressor on it, it's awful. When we turn around, we test ours extensively through multiple suppressors, multiple barrel lengths and everything else. And we really pride ourselves on our testing and everything else and giving you the best product we can for the job at hand.
Yeah, the guys producing at scale, I mean, they just don't have the versatility. Like, the more that they can get everything to run on the same shit, just different amounts, it saves them a ton of money. So,
yeah.
That's why you'll get those, you know, the 300 black loads or some of those SBR loads where it's like they have that yellow filler in there that gunks up your gun. Yeah. You know, they're optimized. They're balancing the high scale production that they're able to do with, you know, the customer's needs, where this is just very focused on like, this is for this use case.
Our SBR loads are the best. I'll say it right now. I've tried other people's subpar best. But anyways, that's pretty much it for now. Again, we're coming out with a new, some of this stuff we've already produced as far as ammo. We're just putting it into lines where it goes, yep. You know, basically, essentially. And then dialing in our packaging that works well, works best for the customers, you know. So if you're in Midland, be sure and go by Ally. Did I say that good enough? Like, I don't.
Midland, Texas.
Ally Outdoors.
Say munitions. Yeah. Ally Outdoors, ALLY Outdoors.com website. You can go to our Instagram from there. Ally Munitions, ALLY MUNITIONS. That's where the online store is on that.
Yeah.
Again, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. Instagram's kind of the best place to like get like what's happening like immediately.
Yeah.
Versus some of the other places. And then, yeah, it's just, you know, yeah, Google us.
Oh, and one more thing. That a guy, and, you know, I have a personal page, which is going to be like everything. You know, it's just Wade the Judge or Wade the Judge 7 or something like that. It's on Instagram.
Wade.thejudge.
But like, you know, the podcast, basically it's Instagram, it's Texas Predator Hunting. And really, the only thing I post there is like stuff about the podcast. But be sure and like, subscribe, and all that stuff. But we had a person ask the other day, or make a comment the other day about my other YouTube channels.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Texas Predator Hunting and then Texas Long Range Hunting. Haven't done shit with them in a while because we kind of started bringing everything in here and doing it. But at some point, I was thinking about this the other day since I got the new Osmo. I think I'm going to start recording like little 3-5 minute videos and throwing them up on there.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
So that'll start coming around here pretty soon. Like 3-5 minute videos that's just stuff that may not make it in here, or we'll use that to kind of gauge people's interest in something to maybe do a full podcast. But, you know, now that he's not the only person been asking about it, like I've had several people ask about it before, but we'll start servicing again. Again, it's all about time and everything else.
Well, I think this year, moving into, we're going to have a lot more. You're going to have a lot more opportunity to do that.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Should be.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it for this one.
I just want to add, yeah, people, like, this is going to sound really ironic given this particular podcast conversation. We don't really, like, we're not here to, like, push you a product or push you, like, our stuff. This is just more, we do this because this is, like, our, like, this is just what we like. And it also happens, you know, it kind of aligns with, like, our, you know, livelihoods.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not constantly, like, shilling. Like, you'll say, like, oh, go to, like, check out this. But we're not, like, shoving our product or our business down your throat. That's why we don't like link it and, ooh, you know, and it's like, you know, we're here to put out information, and hopefully if you like it, you like us, you support the brands. That's kind of what we're about. We're not
basically
here to
never
shill you anything. But the current economic downturns, have you thought about diversifying your portfolio into gold? Like, no, fuck that. Like, I don't know shit about it.
I wonder how much they're making to do that. I mean, I'll say some bullshit about some gold if he'll give me some gold. Right.
It's so funny because, like, I'm sure, like, those don't, which some of those brand deals add up like crazy, but I'm sure it's enough to, like, justify doing it as a career. Like, oh, quit your job and become a YouTuber, but.
Right.
Cringe.
I'd rather just, like, I don't know.
I feel like I feel like if we ever did like a brand deal, it's like because it's a product we like and use. But like, I couldn't imagine anybody, like, especially like, let's say a manufacturer in the industry is like, I'm going to sponsor you guys, but you can't ever say anything bad about my product. It'd be like,
yeah, but.
Because especially the big ones, like, everyone's going to have products that are like the good ones, and then they're going to have some shitty ones in there.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's why, you know, we pick and choose what we like the best, what we believe in, and everything else. That's kind of where we just like, go to outdoors or munitions, because past that, like, I don't.
We would probably make more money if we, like, didn't even have our own products and just took on our sponsors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Way less work, too. All right. If you enjoy this episode, say thank you to our sponsors over.
Yeah.
At Safeway or whatever. Are you building your own website? Squarespace.com has your.
It's so many, but we appreciate y'all. Be sure and like, subscribe, and all that crap. Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Pretty much.